This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We come now to the electronic cigarette. Looks a lot like a regular cigarette, only it's metal. It's got liquid nicotine inside. A person, smokes, I guess you'd say, the vapor of that liquid. Sounds complicated, I'll give you that. But the thing you need to know is that business is booming, $1 billion a year. Today, Altria of Marlboro fame launched its first e-cigarette. Last week, R.J. Reynolds did the same. Still, it's an industry with an identity crisis, as Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith explains.
I'm at Maxwell's Bar in Lower Manhattan with 29-year-old attorney and electronic cigarette smoker Maria Tehan. Well, not exactly at the bar.
Oh, we're in the bathroom. I'm smoking my electronic cigarette.
But you could smoke the electronic cigarette at the bar, so how come you choose to smoke it in the bathroom?
I think it's just an ingrained sense of shame from smoking for so many years.
Tehan's dilemma pretty much sums up the central problem for makers of electronic cigarettes. The category is booming, but the customer is a little conflicted. Companies are racing to crack the marketing code and dominate the billion-dollar e-cigarette business, which is expected to surpass the $80 billion regular cigarette business in the next 10 years.
It's hard to think of another consumer product that 7 out of 10 people, when they go to buy it, are thinking to themselves, I wish I wasn't buying this.
Craig Weiss is the CEO of Enjoy, the top-selling electronic cigarette maker in the country. Its main product, the King, is almost indistinguishable from a regular cigarette. It's the same size, shape, and color. The tip lights up orange, and it's even squishy where the filter would be.
We've really tried to not just make a product, but also to advertise it in such a way that we're not telling the smoker that they're sick or that they're unhealthy or that they've made poor choices.
Enjoy and other e-cigarette makers have rolled out some pretty bold ads.
The first electronic cigarette with the look, feel, and flavor of the real thing.
It's time we take our freedom back. Come on, guys. Rise from the ashes.
Ken Wilber is a marketing professor at Duke's Business School. He says this tone of independence and empowerment is the same tone regular cigarette ads had before the ban in 1970.
Come to where the flavor is. Come to Marlboro Country.
You've come a long way, baby.
Introducing new Virginia Slims, the Slim cigarette.
Part of that is the image and the emotional benefits of smoking a cigarette, and that's why you see Enjoy and Blue adopting advertising strategies that look like old tobacco advertising.
But not everyone is so convinced that the old school approach will work for this new product.
Well, it's great to be here. This is an exciting time for our organization.
Last week in New York, R.J. Reynolds unveiled Vuse. The company went out of its way to make it look different from a tobacco cigarette. Vuse is silver and black, and the tip lights up white. Stephanie Cordisco heads R.J. Reynolds' e-cigarette division.
What we learned from smokers was that the majority of them, they're not looking for an e-cigarette that resembles their traditional cigarette. They're looking for an e-cigarette that's better fit with societal expectations today.
Cordisco says e-cig smokers want to announce to the world that they are not smoking a regular cigarette. She says this approach could be the key to Vuse's success.
We're excited and we think we are well positioned to own this category.
Altria's e-cigarette, Mark 10, will also be silver. So, like a cigarette or not like a cigarette? Duke's Ken Wilber says this is a new category and the marketing shakeout will take some time.
I think they have sort of a tightrope to walk. On one hand, you want the experience of using a vapor cigarette to be as much like a tobacco cigarette as possible. On the other hand, they want to satisfy people's desire to do less of this activity.
Back in the bathroom of Maxwell's, Maria Tehan says she wants her e-cigarette to look like a cigarette.
It's really comforting to have something that's sort of about the same size and the same weight. Sometimes I pretend like I'm ashing my electronic cigarette, which probably makes me look a little bit odd.
Luckily, we're in the bathroom, so no one can see us. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.